This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam Kahanowitz, and on this show, I just like to talk about things in psychology that are interesting to me. And every once in a while, I also talk about not so much psychology, the field, but things that I'm experiencing as a student in psychology, because I know there's a lot of students out there who want to know about things in my stage, where I'm looking at grad schools and trying to get into a program. I was shopping for a sweater. It was already that time of year in Omaha when snow could come out at any moment, even after a hot summer day. You just have to live in Omaha to know how that works. As a vegan, I usually look for cotton varieties. Some are made from wool. I don't like to pay a lot for clothes, but there was this one sweater that was especially comfortable. I think it was just softer. Maybe the cotton threads were finer, I don't know. This sweater was also about 10 bucks more. I wanted to tell myself the extra cost was justified by the more comfortable feeling of the sweater. After all, it would be worth it to pay 10 bucks if I walked around feeling that much more comfortable, wouldn't it? I ended up buying the less expensive one because of what I know about diminishing returns and instant gratification. If you think about it, a good sweater should be one that feels comfortable to wear for the duration you are wearing it. Would you spend $10 for a sweater that would only somehow be comfortable for the first couple of minutes on your body? If you would pay the extra money, this is exactly what you'll get. Touch receptors on the skin are interesting components on the body. After these nerves feel a sustained touch, they begin to diminish the signals they send to the brain. In the case of a sweater, it may indeed feel comfortable trying it on for a brief minute in the store. However, if you were to continue wearing it, this soft feeling will disappear, for the same reason we are not constantly feeling the full effect of the clothes on our body. As an example, you may recall a time when you purchased a wristband, a wristwatch, or a bracelet. At first, it may have felt unusual to have this restrictive feeling on your wrist at all times. Eventually, however, the watch or bracelet probably just felt like a part of your body. The point being, the 10 bucks is only buying you some comfortability for the first few minutes you wear the sweater. Afterwards, it might as well be a cheap bargain bin sweater. Of course, this is mainly a physiological effect rather than a psychological one. However, psychological affect is subject to this concept of diminishing returns. In Malcolm Gladwell's book Blink, he describes the phenomenon of the sip test in the Pepsi challenge. It was revealed in blind sip tests consumers prefer the taste of Pepsi over Coke, even those who swore they preferred Coke. But do consumers really prefer a can or a bottle of Pepsi over Coke? Gladwell explains Pepsi actually does have a sweeter taste, but due to diminishing returns, most individuals cannot truly tell the difference between a serving of Coke or Pepsi. We can apply this knowledge to better our own lives by remaining more aware of this effect when making decisions regarding our own personal satisfaction. We are creatures who tend to habituate to constants in our life. That is, we tend to expect what has always been there to continue to be there. Retail outlets take advantage of this phenomenon by shining yellowed lights on displays of jeans and shirts. They show us pictures of unrealistically happy people wearing their products. They want us to live in this state of initial pleasure long enough to make it to the cash register to finalize our purchase. Of course, the reason for this is not just because of some tactile sensors in our skin or the diminishing returns of the feelings we have from constancy. Decision-making theory plays into this a great deal as well. So before you waste your time and money upgrading, supposedly to make yourself a happier person, stop and think about how happy this decision will make you after the first 24 to 48 hours. And that's Psycho Crap. I'm Adam Kahanowitz, the National Psychology Examiner for Examiner.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan.